The Hastings Raiders wrestling team is headed back to the team state tournament at the Xcel Energy Center in just about 2 weeks. That's because the Raiders won the section team championship at Hastings High School Fieldhouse on Friday. They win all three matches, beating St. Paul Central 78-3 in the opener, then beating Highway 61 rival Park 39-24, before taking care of the number one seed Woodbury 33-29 in a thriller in the section title matchup. Let's walk through everything from Friday night. Let's start with the St. Paul Central matchup. Raiders blow them out 78-3. The final, Derek Steinke, a forfeit, made it 6-0 right out the chute for the Raiders. Law A would get the only win for St. Paul Central on the day at 1-13. It was a decision over Creed Peterson. That made it 6-3, but after that, it was all Raiders. Josh Rout, a period one pin over Ryan Sun. On to 1-26. It was Aiden Erickson, a pin in the first period over Henry Phillips, 18-3 Raiders. Ian Pemple, the freshman, comes up with a big period one pin. It didn't take long either, plus 6 for the Raiders. He beat John Wallace to make it 24-3. 1:38, John Kendall, a forfeit, 6 more for the Raiders, 30-3. Nolan Myers at 45, he beats Gunnar Nelson by pin in the first period, 36-3 there. Then on to 1:52, Xander Hallis, a period three pin. He beats William Martinez, a 25-win wrestler, 42-3 Raiders. They'd keep rolling. Mukhtar Ali, a forfeit at 1:60. Grady Hansen, a period three pin plus 6. Raiders up 54-3. Sam O'Connor, a period one pin at 1:82. That made it 60-3. Justin Tverberg had a great tournament. He wins by pin at 1:95 in the first period. He beats Tushar Vang 66-3. Brady Schiller scores a forfeit at 2:20 to make it 72-3. And the Raiders closed out the opener in the quarterfinals of the Cameron Olson period one pin over Davion Goodson. The final score in the quarterfinals, Raiders 78, St. Paul Central 3. On to the semifinals, where the Raiders took on their Highway 61 rivals, the Park Wolfpack, and they took care of business. And we start early, where Derek Steinke actually dropped the opening decision 16-12 to Gunnar Mullen in a spirited effort. That gave Park a lead at 3-0, and that would be their only lead of the night. Caleb Fulstrom came out for the Raiders at 1:13, a big 12-7 decision over Brandon Lettner. That made it 3-3 through 1:13. Raiders ran into Zach Silvis at 1:20. Josh Rout, though, he fought so hard, only gave up a major, saved some team points. It was 7-3, and we move on to 1:26. Aiden Erickson, a period one pin. The Raiders get back on the board with 6 more. Erickson knocks off Will Deutsch. It's 9-7 Hastings. Then Hunter Giefer, a big period one pin to make it 15-7. On to 1:38. John Kendall, also a period one pin as the Raiders started to get rolling. He beat Perry Pennant into the first period, plus 6 for the Raiders. It's 21-7 Hastings. Nolan Myers came out and battled Solomon Lankow. He got the major decision, but again, saving team points as we move along now, 21-11 at the midway point. Rico Cooper comes out at 1:52 for the Raiders against Park. A fast period one pin. He gets 6 more for the Raiders, beat Alex Carr, made it 27-11, and the Raiders would never look back. Mukhtar Ali, a decision, 16-14, a spirited effort against Sam Ruiz. 3 more for the Raiders, it's 30-11. Garrett Buying, a period two pin at 1:70. He wins to make it 36-11. At 1:82, Isaac Fritz was pinned by Noah Johnson of Park, plus 6 for the Wolfpack, but still, no big deal. 36-17. The Raiders would come back, lose a couple, 1:95. A battle between Christian Muller and Justin Tverberg. Muller sneaks by Tverberg, gives 3 back to the Wolfpack. Not a big deal, like we said, 36-20. Antonio Davis, a major decision at 2:20 over Brady Schiller. That made it 36-24. And the Raiders would close it with a 3-2 decision in double overtime. Cam Olson over Reese Langren. That made the final score in the quarterfinals over Park, 39-24. Then the Raiders moved on to the championship round. And after losing in the championship one season ago in Eagan to Eastridge, the Raiders were not going to let that happen at home in this year's section final. Hastings would take on the Woodbury Royals, the Raiders the number 2 seed, the Royals the 1, as the Royals beat the Raiders by a couple earlier on in the year, but that didn't matter as this would go back and forth. Derek Steinke loses to Alex Braun right off the chute, 12-6 decision, 3 for Woodbury, they're up 3-0. Brad Little followed it up with a big pin at 113 over Caleb Fullstrom. A second period pin, six more for the Royals. They're up 9-0, but the Raiders were not to be outdone. Josh Rout, a big pin at 120. He beats Ryan Holt to give the Raiders six, now within three. It was 9-6 after 120. Move on to 126. Aiden Erickson, again, a very spirited matchup, saved team points. Will Bentz beats him 10-4, but it's only 3 points. Makes it 12-6 Woodbury, and it'd be a pin that could tie it. But Cade Johnson, he gets a pin the other way for Woodbury. He beats Hunter Giefer at 132, six more to the Royals, and all of a sudden it's back to 12, and it's 18-6. John Kendall roars back at 138, a period two pin over Logan Ryan, a wild matchup at 138 that Kendall finds a way to get six, makes it a six-point matchup at 138. It's now 18-12. We move on. Raiders get six back. Nolan Myers, a giant pin at 45, beats Jack Anderson in the second period, six more. We tie it up at 18 at the midway point. Xander Halas, he fought to a tech fall with Sebastian Zamorano. He got five back for Woodbury, but again, even saving the one team point, big time for Hastings as we go to 160. Mukhtar Ali showed the heart of a lion as he wins by overtime, a decision, 3-2 over Nick Sikowski. That made it 23-21 Woodbury, and the Raiders were more than within striking distance. Hastings would then take their first lead. It would be at 170. Garrett Byng, one of the best matches of the night. He beats Ahmed Abladal. The final score, 14-13, gave the Raiders three and a 24-23 lead heading into 182. And as we go to 182, Isaac Fritz, maybe one of his best wins as a Raider. He beats Omar Abladal by a score of 14-9 in a back-and-forth matchup where Fritz gets the decision. Three more to the Raiders. They now lead by four, 27-23, but the duel was far from over with three to go. Justin Tverberg almost pulled it out against Trey Hockenberger. He gets a 7-6 decision over Justin Tverberg. That made the score 27-26 Hastings. Cam Olson fought all he could against Mason Burroughs. He only gave up 3 points in a 2-0 Burroughs win, and it was 29-27 Woodbury leading going to heavyweight. Brady Schiller saves the day. He pins Dennis Token as Token had the lead by five. In the first period, Schiller closes it out with the 6 points. That gives the Raiders a state tournament berth, and they win over Woodbury, going to state 33-29 the final. The Raiders will go to Team State in just under 2 weeks.